see if the gaffer's happy with a clean sheet. We've not had too many of them today. He is suited and booted. Right. Luke O'Brien alongside me today. He's actually in the team that last beat Rotherham 6 years ago. It's been a wretched run, but
he was outstanding, I remember.
Yeah, what a performance today, because that was tough. It was about passion, grit, determination.
Listen, it was always going to be. Make no bones about it, they're a good side and a strong side, and once the news came through the big boy Moore up front was playing, we knew we were going to have to defend well, because it wasn't a case of stopping crosses from like the wingers taking people on. The ball was getting launched in from every angle, from the goalkeeper, from the fullbacks, from the centre halves, and we had to be resolute and stand up to it. So there's all different ways to win a game. You can be lucky, you can be outstanding, you can be, you know, dogged, and today it was resolute, you know, because of the amount of balls we've had to defend. And it's not just the first ball, it's then the second ball and the third ball, and we got blocks and we worked hard. The crowd kept us going with 15 minutes to go. The noise levels was fantastic. I thought the goalkeeper and the two centre halves were immense. You know, you can throw Gilly in that as well, but overall it was a team effort, and it needed to be today, because as I say, if you look through their squad, or certainly the team today, there a lot of championship experience and good players. You know, they've got good players, and you know, when you've got a threat of 6'5", 6'6", whatever the big lad is, but he's not just a lump, he can play, you know, and he's a decent
good
player
as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, but no, it was, and yeah, we know we're under cost for long periods of time, and dollars that make good saves and killers kicking off line. But Dom's had two really good chances first half. You know, we started the game, I thought, really, really well. And last season when we were playing well and we weren't scoring sometimes when we were dominating games, and I thought the start of the game was terrific, and we get a goal at right time, and that's a bit of quality, great ball in, terrific header from Romain. And then, you know, they throw everything at us throughout the game. You know, we've had a couple of chances sort of on the break, really. But as I say, there's all different ways to win a game. We didn't, you know, aim to come out second half and get pinned in.
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, Luke was saying he's a defender. Sometimes you just can't help it, because they're throwing bodies forward, and you've got to stick with them.
Yeah, you do. You've got to stick with your runners. So your midfield men go back deep into your box, because they're matching there. I mean, they're front two, the midfield too. Towell, you know, he's a goal-scoring midfielder. Freckland got three doing that. So you've got to stick. The 1 minute you switch off and don't go your runner, the big ball lad's likely to knock it down and score. So all over the park, you've got to. So that takes you a little bit deeper. And when they're a goal down, they play obviously a bit more on the front foot, and they put us under pressure. But, you know, the togetherness and the defiance was brilliant today.
It was epitomised, wasn't it, by the Doyle save and then the Kilgallen clearance, which was as good as a goal. I mean, did you think that was going in?
I thought we shown them, and sometimes you can show people things, but it's sometimes not easy to stop. And we said, little boy Taylor will make runs in behind you from this side, you know, pass him on or go with him. But if you time your run right and you've got the right pass and he's quick and he's got in, and Doyle's made a fantastic save, and then Killers, you know, followed it up with a one off the line. So it's as I say, everybody played the part today. There wasn't a failure in the side, they all played the part. And I'm delighted for the goal, as I said, and the defenders to get a clean sheet, a bit of clean sheet bonus for them, and that'll keep it going.
I was just going to mention that the chairman might not be best.
No, he wants 2-1 every game.
He's not in his pocket too often this season, has he?
Not for clean sheets, but he has for win bonuses.
Yeah, absolutely. And Romain Vanslow can't stop scoring at the moment. What are you doing to him?
No, again, the other night against Oxford, we looked through the game. You know, Reeves is in the box when Amara hits a bar. You know, Lawsy naturally gets in the box as he did today, and that never went in. They've had a great clearance off the line as well. Yep. And Romain got the goal the other night. So we don't play with such as a sitter or a six. If Romain has to do a defensive job like he did on Maddison the other night.
Is it not the case of one goes, one stays?
Yeah, it goes back to the. And then you're not predictable, you're not easy to mark. They don't know Vincelot's always going to be sat back, or Reese is going to sat back, because next minute they're springing forward. And, you know, you've got to be like that. I keep going about adaptable and flexible. But at times, when you need somebody to do a marking job, then Romain's as good as anyone as well, and he also screened more from kicks, you know. So but delighted for him, and because he said last season we're going to get 10 goals. I give him a target this year of 1, because I think he got a bit above himself last season, you know. But long may that continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you don't like single players out, but he was man of the match today, Alex Gilliard. Last few games, his consistency levels have been different class, and he's forced you to leave players like Alex Jones and Paul Taylor on the bench.
But, you know, we said to Gilly all along, you know, before we brought him here, he would be the only one out and out winger we've got, apart from some of the young lads who are, you know, can play in the development. Mm. Because Tails can play out there, and Shea can play out there, and Dom can play out there in a three, but they're not wingers. And you know, it's hard to play an out-and-out winger when you've got any in the box that's not really, you know, strong aerially. So we tried to play diamond to get Shea involved in playing off the front. And but once Charlie got back in the side, you know, Gilly knew he was going to get a crack at it. And he's just got better and better.
Yep.
And we work a lot with him at training ground. And he's you know, he's got a good link, a good work ethic, fit lad now. You know, lot more he plays, the better he's getting. Him and Macker have got a good link up down the side, and he puts quality balls in. So I thought today when he wants somebody to carry the ball as well and beat men, a lot of the days you get full backs who are good going forward, and you know, we've got somebody in our side now that can test their defensive metal. You know, the fullbacks will be great going forward, but defending, dearie me, it won't bother me. Like it. But it's what you've got to do. And there's no good playing Gilly if you don't give him the ball. So give him the ball as much as you can and let him get at people.
Yeah, Luke O'Brien wouldn't fancy marking him, that's for sure.
Seven points,
I mean, it's been a great week, hasn't it? Peterborough last week, Oxford and today. 7 points from those three really tough games, Stuart. Right up there in third. I know it's early season, but you've got to be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, you know me, I don't look at league tables. It's just about amassing points,
of course,
really.
Yeah.
And if somebody said to me, you know, out of the three games, you're going to get 7 points, absolutely snap their hands off. So we had a really, really good performance at Peterborough, deservedly won. We had a strong performance at Oxford.
Yeah, it's good.
And certainly deserved a, you know, when you look back and their chances in the game came from our, apart from the second goal, which was a terrific goal from them, came from our little mistakes. And today it was a different side of us. We scored a great goal, did have opportunities as well as they did, but we're together and great clean sheet.
You're going to enjoy your weekend. Are you out tonight? You're suiting the boots straight away?
No, I'm going up to Bonnie, Scotland, as always, and I'll be back for the photo shoot on Monday, so I'll maybe have to have a little haircut.
There you go. He does need one. He was almost tearing his hair out last few minutes when the referee was looking at his watch and it was 7 minutes gone. I'm not sure where it came from, but he was making his work hard for it. But well done today, Stuart.
Cheers, lads. Thank
you. Top man, Stuart Cole, joining us, a happy City manager. Pat on the back for Luke O'Brien. He's full of it, isn't he?